Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Lolly, 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 lolly.
Look at my shades.
I know. I wasn't going to say anything. Today. You know what they are, Mike? They're your hot new hip frames.
Hollywood, Mike.
Yeah.
They're the hipster frames. Like
you'd be the center square.
They're transparent. Yeah, you are the Paul Lind.
I got my Harry Reid's on.
Yeah. Harry Reid?
You don't give a damn about that person.
I think because they're clear, you're not supposed to see them, right? They're like the invisible jet.
They're the crystal frames.
Wow, named after Billy Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon's got crystals right on her windowsill. I don't even know what that's about.
Oh, it's supposed to like give greater health, I think.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's that yoga life-giving crystal thing.
I like to say Shannon has a 401k.
No.
But she has crystals.
No.
She has crystals?
There's money in those crystals.
Well, how is the yoga going, by the way?
Oh, it's going great.
Hey, let me piggyback on that question. Now that you are no longer in school and you have more time at home and you're able to focus on the yoga.
Yeah, you seem like you're kind of
every bottle has a neck, gentlemen.
How you doing, pal? We're going to talk to you in the body of the show about your little cruise, but are you
today?
Kind of a lost soul?
Sometimes when you're so busy you don't know what's going on, ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, so true.
Yes. When someone says, hey, I'm free all day Thursday, you're like, that's weird.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How come I never knew that?
Right, right.
And I said, while I was in Thursday was crunch day when I was in school.
No, Thursday's treat day.
No, Thursday was crunch day because I had something due on Friday, right?
Right.
So you were like dead to the world.
We would miss you. I would go so nice hide, having you on Friday.
I would go and hide in a room and just stay up all night finishing assignment or do the reading.
Right.
But now I know Thursday is actually treat day in my wonderful fiance's life because she's got an open schedule, Mike.
Hmm. That's good. That's good. Well, you know, it's a little free time is fine.
I say a second job would be in order.
It does it all. Maybe she could be a barista.
I said, you know, people work in the afternoons, they work during the day, and then they do their hobby yoga at night.
That's true.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the crystals were very important for the time machine in Napoleon Dynamite. Is she building a time machine?
It was great as I was trying to get on the roof of her house. That's smart. And I had to...
Hold it. Wait. Why?
Because yes. I had to eyeball what's going on our skylight / exhaust for our heat.
Oh, God. He's doing home projects again. You know, that's an entire segment, I have to say. And by the way, when he wants to get on the roof of his house, he gets a step stool. That's the way that works.
It's like you were there. It's like you were there.
All right. Well, we've got a whole segment of you, but I've got to get to this because, you know, we could talk about you, Oscar.
Right.
We could talk about Robert. We could talk about me, Pony, one of the interns. But really, it's not about any of us. Because ultimately, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Roof.
It's all about you.
Roof.
All the time. All these things that I do. It's all about you.
Roof.
That's right. It's about you, ladies and gentlemen. Now tighter and brighter. For your listening pleasure, happy Thursday, everybody. The Mike O'Mara Show has a new youngest listener.
Oh, boy.
Welcome to our world, Leanne Ham.
That's good ham.
Man, that sounds like she could be on the Grand Ole Opry right now.
Doesn't it?
Want to make welcome from Murfreesboro, Kentucky, Leanne Ham to sing her latest hit, I Got My Thursdays Off and I Ain't Doing Nothing.
And her cover of Up on the Roof.
She was born on Friday, July 29th and is proud to be a third-generation listener who has lots of baby supplies purchased through the TMOS Amazon portal, everyone.
That's good news.
Our runner-up youngest listener, the listeners are Miss Charlotte Anne Marie Dozois.
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 That's Charlotte Anne Marie Dozois. Is that the right pronunciation?
It is. Perfect.
Charlotte Dozois.
1, 2, 3.
I love that name. Person.
Born July 21st. Followed closely by Phineas Alexander Kirkpatrick. Wow. What a name is that?
That's good. Phineas. You don't meet a lot of Phineas anymore.
Dozois Kirkpatrick.
That's incredible. Born July 3rd. Welcome aboard, youngsters.
Law firm.
Happy birthday to... Oh, it's going to be one of these mailbags today. All right. I'm ready. Let me take a big deep breath. Happy birthday to Reza Agatwrap.
Reza. Like Reza the Rufa?
Yeah.
Reza Agatwrap.
Perfect.
Reza.
Reza, Arizona.
He missed out on Wide Open Wednesday because... she missed out on a Wide Open Wednesday because she called us at 9 a.m., Oregon time. Right, girl. Perhaps next time. So, Reza, maybe we'll catch you next
Reza,
time.
Reza, the stakes.
That's right.
As we move back towards semi-normal. No, Caleb Bryant.
Mike,
Caleb,
I don't make him up. I don't make him up, dude.
Caleb Bryant is turning 37 this Friday. He is a big fan of the new Los Angeles Rams. So, that's cool. I wonder what their anybody know what their colors are going to be? Are they going to go back to the white and blue?
No, it's
navy and
mauve.
I'll look that
and
up, Mike.
Aqua.
Oh, good.
Thank you. I appreciate
Mike, should we adopt that team now?
The Los Angeles Rams? Yeah. Yeah, let's do it. Let's let's take the
official
show team.
The official team. The official team of TMOS, the Los Angeles Rams, everybody. Hopefully he can get a VCU shout out. They are the Rams after all. What?
So, well, he wants to hear this because they're also Rams.
Does he want to hear that?
Does he want
to hear that, or do you want to hear that?
This is a VCU reference. He wanted a VCU shout-out because they are also the Rams. I don't like to play this out of season because football is not a big deal to VCU students.
This is true, but it is basketball as you get excited.
Basketball is, yes. We get very excited until we're eliminated in the first round.
All right, here comes the big part right here. Everybody join in, please. Here we go.
Here we go.
V.
C.
C.
You.
VCU. VCU. Go. Rip. Go. Thank you.
Bold, navy, and white, Mike.
Oh, navy and white. So they went back to the original
old
look.
School. Yeah.
I'm old enough to remember. I had a poster of the Rams on my wall. Very, very cool. All right. Moving right along. Chris lives in Kitty Hawk, and it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Chris. We wish you an ordinary day, yet an amazing life. Is that yours, Rob?
No. His wife wrote it, but it's so great.
An ordinary day, yet an amazing life. Wow. I love it when our listeners get creative. Nicole would like us to wish Mark a happy 41st birthday. Mark listens to TMOS obsessively, and Nicole obsessively neglects to include last names.
Thank you, Nicole.
There you go.
Nice.
Greetings from Mars, Pennsylvania. Man, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
That state, that got the weird names. Intercourse, Mars.
Oh, Mars, yeah.
Pennsylvania. That is Mars, Pennsylvania. Lisa Spindler is a Martian. And she deserves a happy birthday from Scott, Lauren, and the entire TMOS crew. Blast off for happiness. Lots of creativity today. Jason Sheldon turned 18 this week. Happy birthday, chef. Keep making the best fried chicken in the state. Hey, at 18, that's
yeah, he learned how to cook from YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, and he's his uncle says he's fantastic.
That's great. You know what? You can get a lot of information on there. I learned how to actually build an entire wing of my house.
You can learn how to climb up on your roof if you go to YouTube.
Send that video to Jimmy.
Very exciting. Adrian Palatine finally turns douchebag 30 this Friday. Happy birthday, Adrian. We all shall prepare for your decade of douchedom. Yay. Dustin Nozier turns 34 this weekend. Go Dodgers. Guess he's probably an LA Rams fan, too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Happy anniversary to Steven and Lydia Hernandez. Here's to great times ahead. Not sure what's happening, but I guess it's just good times.
Good times.
Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, etc. My hardworking husband and the father of my four-year-old twins, Daniel Gutierrez, turns the big 4-0 on August 8th. We love him to pieces, but as he leaves his douchebag 30, the kids and I are anticipating a big improvement. That's wonderful. We both listen to the show every day and often rehash show topics over dinner, like Max Stye. Our version of Table Topics.
Stye Report.
Sty Report. He asked for no big birthday surprises, but I'm sure he would be honored if you would all sing him the standard TMOS rendition of Happy Birthday. Thank you kindly, Lisa Gutierrez. Right. We don't need to spin for that. We can just get right to it.
All right.
Because let's say hi to Daniel, who turns 40 on August 8th. 3, 2, 1, go.
Happy birthday.
40.
Sty. 40. Gutierrez. Hey, gang. I want to give a belated birthday shout-out to my wonderful girlfriend, Emily. Emily. She loves to listen to your show while commuting. It helps her to stay sane. Your show is yet another thing that we bond over, and it's a regular topic of discussion in our lives. There's this other family, you know, sort of sitting around the dining table talking
about
TMOS.
Maybe they should pick up a paper.
She especially likes to talk about how Oscar treats Shannon. Well, we just got a taste of that just a minute
really?
Ago. I was wondering, does Oscar have any words of relationship wisdom that he could share? Thanks so much for all you do, and we will see you in November. Brandon Augenstein.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, Augustine, not Augenstein.
Mike, you have to pronounce his name correctly.
That would be Neil Augenstein.
That's
we were
right.
talking about him before the show. Classmate of mine works at WTOP. any advice for this this individual here? You know,
Brandon, when they say they're busy, double check what they're busy doing.
When they say they're busy.
It may affect your overall household income.
There you go.
That's when you're dealing with them.
Spoken like a man with student debt. Hello, guys. This Saturday brings the annual celebration of my birthday as well as my annual request. I'd love to hear from Tom Brokaw, especially after watching his entertaining appearances on NBC during convention week. You can barely understand the man anymore. Thanks so much. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in November at the Improv, Jim Shaffron. Well, we might as well spin for this? And, see what happens. Yep. All right. Elderly anchor.
Hey.
There we go.
Hey.
All right, let's
That's Woo. Strong.
Hi there. This is Tom Brokaw.
Hi, Tom.
How are you doing?
Doing very well.
Well, the convention's over. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anything quite like it.
Do you have any analysis?
My analysis is the Trump campaign and a little disorganized.
What are you still doing there?
Yeah.
I just don't know if I can find my way out of Philadelphia.
Now, I know you. I was wondering, I can't seem to recall the name of the Democratic candidate.
Oh, dear. Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's the Republican.
Will be facing off in the November election against Harry Kern.
Who?
Just give me a second, please.
All right.
I'm not as young as I used to be. Tom Brokaw, NBC News, looking forward to covering the Harry Clinton.
Mr. Brokaw.
Yeah.
Long-standing rumored feud between you and Geraldo Rivera.
That's true.
Ooh.
I frankly don't care for him based on the difficulty I have pronouncing his name. So now you've given me two. Tom Brokaw with NBC with a sit-down with legendary journalist Terry Araldigo.
You know, if I was at the assignment desk,
is not voting for Hannah Marie Clinton.
If I was at the assignment desk at NBC, you know, I think I'd probably just have you cover the Democratic vice president candidate.
Mike Pence.
No, that's Republican.
Tim Kaine.
You see, you can say that.
Now, also, a big warm Brokaw welcome to my officially favorite journalist with the NBC stable. I will mention his name all day long for the rest of my days, which may in fact be numbered.
Who's this?
Chuck Todd.
Yeah.
Chuck Todd. There we go. Thank you very much, Tom Brokaw. I appreciate that. That's wonderful. All right, moving right along. Just got lost here for a second, and that's it.
Top of page three. Hello,
thank you very much. I appreciate it. Hello, fellas. This week I celebrated my 5-year anniversary of being cancer-free.
Yeah.
Boo cancer. Yay me. I have been a fan for a long time and finally remember driving to Fairfax to see intern stunts like Rob, a.k.a. Dolores, yelling at cars on Main Street. And Joe Misko, I remember that name. Joe Misko tied to a tree and smeared with honey.
Good times.
And crickets.
Yeah. Oh, the crickets.
Good times. Yep. And bit him.
Yeah.
I am now living in East North Florida. Okay. So that'd be around probably Jacksonville. But the podcast has kept me in touch with the DMV and taught me about the Cocoonville wonders of Western South Florida. Oh, going crazy down here, ain't they? But my favorite part of the podcast has to be the many fake laughs of Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what? I've done it. He does it. Rob does it. We do it.
Thank you,
Deal
Mike.
With
Thank
it.
Thank you. There
appreciate
you go. That.
Stain.
It's a spectrum.
Thanks for all you do, and keep up the funny. Chris Heilig in Jacksonville, Elite Whiskey Society member.
Oh, those guys.
Yeah,
trouble.
Those guys. Yeah, they're trouble. My wife was wondering if there's a waiting list to get on the TMOS scholarship program. Yes, there is,
Ooh.
And it's a long one.
Long one.
It's a significant one. Like, Carrie got off it recently, and that's that's due to extensive dog walking.
Yeah. That's right.
But
exactly right.
We're actually revisiting the endowment.
Yes, the endowment is being recalibrated this week. Oscar and I will be butting heads over that one just to see what we need. And, we'll be basically having our SU meeting. And if you're wondering what that stands for, it means step up! Gentlemen, greetings from the booming metropolis of cool California. Check it out. It is legit.
Cool.
I just want you all to know that I am the ambassador for your podcast throughout the Sierra foothills in California.
Oh, thank you.
I work for myself. I'm a handyman. And always blare your podcast whenever I'm on the job. I have either turned clients into fans or gotten fired from the job, but we press on. There you go.
Good
That's
man.
A good attitude. Like Rob, I am truly a dedicated family man. Like Mike, I am an older father, 49, with a 2-year-old. Way to go, dude. But unlike Oscar, I can pronounce the word pizza properly. So he got us all covered.
That's
there.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Please, for the love of God, take this token and drop it into the one-armed bandit for a chance to hear Mike as Ernie Scar. Wow.
Obscure.
I like the obscure ones. Wish me happy birthday, which happens to be today. There's not a chance of any of my female family members that would know why I laughed my ass off at this piece. Stay cool, boys, and keep rocking the TMOS and keeping us all entertained. Peace. Ron Martinelli.
Now, Mike, before we spin, I actually dug into my personal archives. Would you like to hear a little classic Scar before you come in?
If you'd like to hear that, yeah, why don't we play that and then we'll
just a taste. I thought you want to know what the weather is on the reservation.
Okay, reservation weather.
All right, rock and roll. It's Ernie Scar in with you this morning. How you doing, reservation? Time to get up and get at 'em. If you got a job to go to today, it's going to be tough if you're working outside. Not a very good day. Kind of gray, kind of overcast. Let's take a look at the forecast.
Okay, there we got that. That's a
reservation weather.
All right, very good. All right,
like the maze.
Let's spin the wheel, see what happens.
We go.
All right. Native American.
Hey, and it's a progressive.
Let's bring him in here. Oh, he's coming in. There he is. That's very exciting.
All right. Okay, there, Ron Martinelli. How you doing there? Working outside, he's a handyman. Hammering nails, painting walls, patching up drywall, dealing with the bitches. Yeah, this is Ernie K. Scar. Thanks for playing the tape for me, Rob. It jogged my memory. I'm in perfect form for the Ernie K. Scar. Here's the forecast for the reservation weather. It's going to be cold. Real cold tonight.
Really, in August.
Yeah. Cover up the stinkweed. Better make sure. Hey, listen, here's time for a commercial. Do you got a project around your home? Got something you need fixing? How about calling the best goddamn handyman known? Where's he from? The Sierra foothills. Another area they drove my people out of. Sons of bitch whitey pigs. Why don't you call Ron Martinelli? Ron Martinelli will do any project you got. Bigger smile. Need a toilet installed, he's your man. Need an addition put on, he can do that too. You don't have to deal with those big whitey stinky corporations either. He just got his phone number on his truck. He doesn't join those big outfits so he can smoke his weed all day long. Sierra foothills. This is Ernie K. Scar saying, take care and cover up the stink weed. Nice. Thanks a lot. And so long.
Nice.
I like that one. I love them when they're obscure. Strong. They're fun. You that get a long fun. One. I like that. Ron Martinelli, that was my favorite request of the month. I appreciate it. Greetings, podcast elite. I am honored to announce you and the entire TMOS family the upcoming graduation of Nicole Esparza.
Nice. Hey, congratulations.
Hold on. Let me just... We're playing a lot of music today, but if we've got that, I think we ought to bring in Dr. Salsa for that.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
That's right. Hey, how about that? Nicole Esparza. She's entering the U.S. Navy. Nicole, just 18, is America's newest sailor. If she could be congratulated by her favorite Italian chef, as portrayed by Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and any interns on campus, that would be great. Let me turn that music off. Thanks, Christopher M. Esparza. So our favorite Italian chef?
I think he wants an Italian accent.
Okay. Well, I was doing the whole... It kind of blew the thing when I brought the salsa music in, but...
You know, Spanish people can like Italian food.
Yes.
Hey, Nicole, hope you have a good time in the Navy, okay? Make a big bowl of pasta as big as your head. Rob, what do you got to say to Nicole? Hey, it's time to get into the Navy, and if things get bad overseas, we're going to go to the mattresses. We'll bring them all in and slice it thin with a razor blade, very thin and garlic.
Let's go, Oscar. Give a little greeting for Nicole. Here we go.
Hickory dickory dock.
What is that?
That's
it.
What?
That's just him. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Hello.
I thought we were doing that.
Okay. Hello, guys. Bonjour, Rob.
Hello.
I am the son of your James Madison High School French teacher, Madame Young.
I remember her.
I love that. I love it when, English American teachers have their French names. Like, I had Senor Williams. That was my Spanish teacher. You had Madame Young, your French teacher.
That's right.
I know you don't enjoy reminiscing about Brown Vienna, but the way my mom tells it, you were a highlight of her teaching career.
Oh, of course he was.
You see,
that
shocks me because I was a pain in the ass in French class.
Hi, Madame Young.
Yeah, that was me.
I'm here extra early, sitting in the front row again. There we go.
You honed your comedic craft with skits about European art history.
I don't remember.
Oh, boy, I bet I'd love
French
to be in that
pastries,
class.
Mike.
As I believe she told you some years ago at an alumni event, we've been big fans of your work in radio throughout the various iterations. I've seen Mike, Carla, and Oscar at various appearances, and I even ran into Katie Forbes, Von Herb, and Sacco Vanzetti at Lucia's in Reston. Unfortunately, I haven't had the opportunity to chat with you yet. At the very least, it would be helpful for you to explain to my wife why I find it hilarious to loudly echo any word that rhymes with car.
Car!
Like so many things on this show, it really doesn't make sense.
It doesn't, does it?
I am writing because I'm celebrating the birth of my son, Arthur Cole Young. What a cool name that is. This past Thursday morning at Reston Hospital, editor's note, our second youngest listener.
It was four vying for the title this week. It was a lot of listeners,
wonderful.
Yeah.
I would be very grateful if you guys would welcome little King Arthur to the world. I would also be grateful for a greeting to Tout ma famille.
Is that toute ma famille. All my family.
Famille, that's the French.
Yes.
That I could make sure my mom hears. I figure Mike would appreciate it if I didn't ask him to spin the wheel and entertain an impression request. He only has so much time left.
Awesome.
Truer words, baby. AMF, and thank you for your consideration. That's from Matt Young. So that's wonderful. So do you have something for
I do. I'd like Matt? To read if I could.
Okay, go ahead.
It's been a while, and this is for Madame Young, who taught me all I am today.
Bonjour, Madame Young.
Bonjour, Matt, et bonjour toute la famille, surtout Madame Young. Merci pour écrire pour le spectacle Macomère, clear des lectures. J'apprécie le fait que vous avez suivi ma carrière démarrage en radio à l'ose en podcasting. Je me souviens affectionnement de ces classes françaises, mais je ne manque pas la ville de Vienne qui est très brune et impossible à tourner à gauche dans ma voiture. J'espère que vous êtes bien et meilleur vœux pour peu Arthur. Hooray pour les Françaises! Ils font des grands dressings, toast et soupe l'oignon. Au revoir.
Rob Spiewak with the French, everybody, going the extra mile. Fantastic.
Do you want a quick translation of what I said?
Yeah, sure.
I said, hello, Matt, and hello to the whole family, especially Mrs. Young. Thank you for writing into the Mike O'Mara Show mailbag. I appreciate the fact that you have followed our careers, starting in radio, then in podcasting. I fondly remember French class, but I do not miss the town of Vienna, which is very brown and impossible to make a left turn in my car. I hope that you are well, and best wishes to little Arthur. Hooray for the French. They make great dressing, toast, and onion soup. Goodbye.
That's cool.
So how old would Madam Young be at this point, you figure?
Well, no offense, but I do believe there was a rumor going around the school at that time that her first name was I'm Not.
Okay. Wow. All right, well, I speak a little French for Madam Young. This would be appropriate then. Madam Young, this is Mike.
Voulez-vous coucher? Oh. Oh.
Sorry.
Nice. Mike knows about French.
Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and the gang. My sweet husband, Simeon Jones, turned 40 last Saturday. He's been listening to your show since he was a teenager, and he introduced me to the show on our second date. Now we both download the podcast and listen to them during our commutes and every road trip. I'm listening as I work out right now, and he's listening as he drives to meet me here. Hashtag keeping it tight. Way
yeah,
to go, baby.
Solid.
Please wish Simeon a very happy birthday. It would make his day to hear from his comedy heroes. Thank you for keeping us laughing every day. Andrea Jones of Redding, California. P.S. Tell Carla I said hi. I think we could be best friends. Well, she needs him down here because she's taking care of an invalid and a three-year-old, and she's about to completely, utterly lose it. So thank you for that. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, our final letter today. Hey, guys, I just wanted to thank you for always bringing the funny. About a month ago, our dog Libby unexpectedly passed away.
Mm.
It was a huge shock to our family and left us all pretty depressed. For the first few days, TMOS was the only thing that made me smile and laugh, and it was so needed. Thank you for all you do. Rob Clarkson, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Editor's note. You know, you did it. You did that. You did that just to get me. Editor's note. We used to know a dog named Libby, too.
It's true.
Thank you. Now, Rob, start the show. You home.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know what my favorite mom fantasy is?
What?
Uh-oh. Having a quiet breakfast. By myself.
Oh, that is so hot.
It's glorious. Oh. Sometimes when I'm driving all by myself, I have this fantasy that I get into a car crash. Not a big one with fire and explosions, but just like a little one. But I do get injured, and I get to go to the hospital for 2 weeks, and I sleep all day, and I eat Jell-O, and I watch so much TV, and it's all covered by my insurance. My kids bring me balloons, and the nurses rub cream in my feet, and oh my God, it's so amazing. Is that, like, something you guys fantasize about, too?
No.
This is a list of the toxic ingredients that are absolutely banned from the bake sale. No BPA, no MSG, no BHA, no BHT+, no soy, no sesame, and, of course, no nuts or eggs or milk or butter or salt or sugar or wheat.
Sorry, what ingredients can we use?
Anyway, I will be putting together a special bake sale police force that will monitor the food, that will destroy any offensive treats and prosecute the wrongdoers.
Yes.
So, who will be my first volunteer for the bake sale police force? I think we're gonna have Amy Mitchell.
What?
That's what you get for being late, sweetie.
No.
What's that now?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Is that Bad Moms?
It is Bad Moms, yes, sir.
I, you know, I'll tell you, I'll be sitting at home watching it, but boy, it looks like it might have a little potential.
Anyone who's ever dealt with the PTA, the clips I watched hit home.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. And I can relate to the whole allergy thing when my kid went to a preschool night out they had down here recently for it's a deal where you drop your kid off at 5 o'clock and they have a movie and mom and dad get to go out and you know, have an evening out and then you pick them up, and unfortunately, like, their second treat
Yes. It was a nut-based treat, and none of the kids got them thanks to my little guy. I felt so bad. They don't single him out or anything like that, but the whole nut allergy deal really sucks for him. We are live from the FIFA Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is The Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe. Because they get it. If you're here, you will too. Just give it time, especially if you're new. And if you're new, we welcome you to our bosom. Our phone line's always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Yesterday, we had 12 phone calls. How about that?
That's a dozen, cousin.
Yeah, and we want to do better next week, but I'll probably always only take 12. When we're on, you can call us anytime. I think it seems like a fine number.
It's a great number.
I don't want to have the meltdown that I had yesterday.
Might be too much.
Yeah, it might be. Well, it could be maybe four too many.
Yes.
You know, maybe six. Today's show is brought to you by Framebridge.
I'm going to have to check the math on that.
Remember when cameras and phones were two separate things? Do you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I'm old enough to remember that. You know, you used to click and then go get film developed. Now, it doesn't work that way. It's all on your phone. Now we take pictures, and the way we frame them stays the same until now. Framebridge, enter the picture. Get it? The easy new way at framebridge.com to frame the things you love, whether it's a pic on your phone or a poster or fine artwork, anything.
Diploma.
Yes.
Framebridge. Yes, your diploma,
yes.
Baby.
Framebridge
makes it easy and affordable. Just go to framebridge.com and pick out a frame you like, or let a designer help you choose. You can even preview your art in its frame before you buy. Safely ship your art to Framebridge in a prepaid package, or simply upload the picture on the Framebridge site or app. You can even upload directly from Instagram. You'll love this. This is great. All those pictures you have in your phone, you know you've got some special ones you'd love to put in a frame, and then you get to look at them all the time instead of just burying them in your little personal device. Plus, Framebridge offers a happiness guarantee, because just like we do on this show, because meeting your expectations is as important as meeting their own. They're a wonderful company. We'd love you to support them. Right now, if you go to framebridge.com and use our promo code TMOS, you will save an additional 15% off your first order. Remember, framebridge.com and TMOS. We love this company. They're DC-based. They're fantastic. That's 15% off your first order at framebridge.com. Promo code TMOS. All right, yesterday we never got a chance. I haven't gotten a chance to really talk to our boy since he graduated. You know, I haven't talked about his wants, his desires.
Ooh, his needs.
His needs, you know, what he's up to, what he's doing. He's always, I sense, and Rob, maybe you can agree.
Okay.
A slight, not a booze hangover, but a slight hangover from all the fun.
What it
right?
is, it you is know? Like a spring in a watch that after years of being wound tight has been relaxed. And it lacks a certain sort of potential energy, sort of a danger feeling.
Danger mouse.
But the thing is that it's good. I think it's good because I think he was right on the edge for a long time.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a while for, I guess, for the dust to settle.
Yeah, it will. And do you feel the sense of now that it's over that, you know, it's just kind of a... You know, you have that hole in your life now. You have that moment.
I actually, it's to the contrary. I feel like there's a little more pressure because there's so much I want to get to, and it's really, you can't rush some of these approaches that we're working on here, right? We've got the streaming channel that's coming up. We've got all these. If you read the Washington Post article, there's just a lot on the horizon, and it's exciting for all the projects I'm involved in, but especially for this program because this is where we launch most of really the higher level and more intensive platforms for the show.
So you don't feel a little like just...
I don't miss...
The schedule being so intense.
I don't miss school, though I feel like my schedule is just as busy. And the only X factor is that my family's still in town till Friday. So I've been doing that day. I might as well live in Olney.
I've got that next week.
Yes.
I've got that. And that's what I've got. And by the way, I love my daughters when they come to town. But, you know, my daughters sleep in this studio.
Yeah.
And, I understand how that changes the
dynamic. I have not one, two, three, four. Yesterday, and it was hot here. It was really muggy and hot.
Yeah, you're still in the hot.
Yeah,
the heat.
Sticky.
I remember getting home around to my parents' house around noon because when my niece and nephew and sister are still in town.
Right.
And outside of taking them to Glow Golf, or the Bouncy Land, or...
Bouncy Land is what we call a Loudoun County PTA meeting.
So you feel an obligation to be the kind of the entertainer when
they're my nephews,
and you
and
love
I haven't
them.
Seen them in 2 years,
it's Luca,
right?
And forgive me, I can't
Sophia,
think of the name.
Sophia.
Sophia.
Yeah.
Beautiful children.
And what I didn't realize is these kids, their replay value for everything it's they forget that they went. And even if they went the day before, they'll go again, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is weird because I feel like I'm having like the same experience. And I said, yes, we talked about that before. I went to this rundown Chuck E. Cheese that was like Monster Land, and it's in a industrial park.
Oh, so it's not even really a licensed franchise.
No.
What's the name of the joint? Is it called Monster Land?
It's called Monster Glow Golf, and it really is an industrial park. I looked at it. I said,
called
wow.
Make a buck off the kids. Yeah. That's right. What it's called.
I yes, get sir. There and
called,
we are.
These tokens have tomain.
We are a melting pot, right? So I, and the kids that I'm carrying around are half Greek, half Bolivian. And right. And I'm telling you this because this really sets a standard because they look white and I look Latino, right? Mm-hmm. So yes. I already look like a Manny. Like I already look like I'm just taking care of these kids, right?
A Manny.
So
there you go.
Yesterday, after we go to the Glow Golf, I get there and the guy, I've been there so many times, the guy who may need a sign in front of his yard on Halloween.
How old is he, first of all?
He's probably 19, working there for the summer, but he's really into kids, like awkwardly into them.
See,
right?
I'll take any day of the week. Yeah. I've been to these places now that I'm the elderly father. I will take the disinterested, bored teenager any day of the week over the overly friendly towards the kids.
If you've got butterscotches in your lab coat,
hard candies in the pocket is a bad
thing.
We've
got an issue.
And does he work the front door? Is that the
yes, he's the main guy there, apparently. Right?
Now they have a lot of arcade games.
Arcade games for days, Mike. And we'll get to that in just a second. Are we up on a break?
We really
should. We're up on a break. Come back. We will talk about Oscar and his trip to, I don't know, Chucky, Glow Golf, Monster
Mike,
City.
Mike, I graduated from an executive MBA program to become a Manny.
Right. Very good. That's right. What are mom and dad doing during this whole time?
Well, dad's busy being a doctor. I'm still trying to figure out what my sister's doing these days.
Thursday's her open day, isn't it?
Her open. What are you doing today?
Thursday's treat day. We'll take a break. Come back with more of Oscar. And I want to hear about your luxury gay cruise, too. When we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Man, we've really been killing it on the More Network podcast. You were recently on Tony Perkins, man. You were hilarious.
Well, thank you. I think we did a good job on the Mike O'Meara Show itself.
We should probably try to target some of the other shows like Cake and Cookies, maybe Tech 411.
Yeah, how about AmeriCast?
Good one, man.
All right.
Anyway. America, is that even still on the network? Anyway, Rob and Joe Show, new episode every week. Please subscribe on iTunes, robandjoeshow.com.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the best, and this deal remains unbeatable. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. Vistaprint is all about supporting small business owners no matter what you need. Postcards, flyers, banners, apparel. But I got to tell you, nothing beats their business cards. The best deal in the business, bar none. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression. Totally customizable front and back. You can upgrade the cards. Stock, add a fancy finish, or even raise print. We love Vistaprint. We've all made our cards with Vistaprint, and you'll love them too. We've all designed them. The best customer service, great quality, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy, Vistaprint will make it right. And the thing is, with this price point, you can send out a card about almost anything. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS at Vistaprint.com. We are talking with Oscar Santana. I know that you have graduated. The family is still in town. They used it as an excuse to roll in and have a family visit, and your graduation was the catalyst, and now you are Mr. Mom. And have you had any quality drinking time during the week at all?
This is what's tough about being Latin and being in this mob called family, that when I was able to go out, steal a day almost. Was it maybe for 6 hours was when I got to go out with Todd and my friend and Todd's good friend, Gil, and one of his friends. We all went out on a boat.
Gil?
Yes. We all went on Gil's boat.
He must be quite a fisherman.
Hi, Gil. I'm sorry. Okay. I can't help myself.
And Gil really is, if I think... I'm almost positive he's a plastic surgeon, right?
Okay.
So, and I really don't like asking people about what they do or what, that's their business, unless they want to bring
it
up, right?
The big tell would be when you walk up the gangplank and he goes, "Welcome to my boat."
So that was the only adult time I've probably been able to have in the last 2 weeks.
For the entire six-hour cruise, Mike, he looked surprised.
Because
can I ask about the boat?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you don't mind. Is it a large? Is it a large vessel?
No, it's a. They went wakeboarding, so it's a wakeboard boat. It's a fast boat.
So it's a little go fast boat.
Yeah.
Kind of like a little center console number.
Yes.
Or a bow rider.
I don't know anything about boats, Mike, but I'll take your word for it.
All right, let's do footage. It was about 23 feet.
I would lay out three tods, so yeah, that's about right.
Three tods.
Yeah. Mike, it was three tods long.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't a luxury
17 hands high. Like
no, it wasn't anything douchey. It was actually athletic, I would say.
Was it just the three, or was there
four men, topless, on the Potomac.
Great.
Wow, yes. I kept going back and forth on the Key Bridge. It was great.
And near Nats Park, which was... By the way, we have to go up there next time you come, Mike, because I knew that it had been developed, but it is a different city.
They've progressed on stuff that's around there?
I felt like I was in a modern, a movie set. I felt like I was on a movie set.
Mike, you really don't even mind being mugged anymore. It is so nice.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, man. You know where I love to do my wakeboarding? And by the way, if you don't know what wakeboarding is, you know, they tie it behind the boat. It's like water skiing.
Sure.
It's a similar thing, but they drag it. Rio is a great place to go wakeboarding.
We actually made that, we had a comment. We said, this water's cleaner than Rio.
Remember, Mike.
Yeah, the Anacostia cleaner than Rio.
So much cleaner.
When you wakeboard in Rio, there is one policy: no smiling.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you know NBC with their little obligatory story about the water. And to be honest with you, I don't think they're paying enough attention to it. I really think they blow it off. It's like, well, the opening ceremony is you're going to really love this. No, I think Rio's got to be held to the fire the whole time.
Parasites.
With the fact that they are sailing in S. There is poo. They are basically swimming through poo.
And itself. Also, they're talking about how just below standard the Olympic Village is.
Right.
The American male basketball team is actually staying in a yacht. Not in the Olympic Village. They're staying in a yacht down there. But
like a cruise ship.
But here's the thing. The road from the cruise ship to the venue is not done yet.
Yeah.
Right. So they have 2 days to build a road.
Also, how about this? The metro that they were building, the rail system they were building, it is 8 miles short. So it's not like they... It's not like they're oh my God, we almost made it. 8 miles.
And then,
but you should also know the reason why this happened is because oil basically took a huge dump and then they said, well, we don't have enough money to continue building
it
this.
Really
we're
sucks.
Cutting up
it
all
does.
These projects.
It really, really sucks. And I just, I hate the idea of the aerial photos seeing the water spewing in there. But anyway, you were talking about a million different things. You had your little 6 hour cruise.
Yeah, it was nice.
On the boat. This is after you had your family.
Only
day.
Adult time, lots of adult talk, had some beers, and I said, that's about it. I think that's how, and a lot of business was talk. Not my business, but in general, a lot of business was talk. I was like, this is what adults do.
Sure.
They go out middle of the day, have a nice ride on a boat. They go wakeboarding if they can. Your boy can't,
right.
And you move
you
on.
You can't wakeboard?
Life.
You tried it?
Well, no, I played, Mike, I'm getting old, and I played soccer on Sunday, and someone stomped on my ankle. And it still hurts. And I
so
said,
you
well,
didn't you didn't get out there in the water?
I got in the water with a can of beer and watched everybody have fun, but I didn't jump on the wakeboard.
Did they tie
time.
A rope to you?
No rope. I held on to the boat because the current was there was a riptide, Mike. There was a riptide. Yes.
How far out in the river did you go? Did you
go
past Alexandria?
As far away as way past Alexandria.
Oh, so you went down into the you know what? I always, as somebody who spent time on that river and in that river with my kids.
Yes.
You know, that's another one where you throw a little glass over the side and test that. You might be a little hinky on that one as well.
I think people bring a test goldfish. If you see him swim away, it's okay.
kind of like when they used to have a parakeet on your shoulder in a coal mine to test the air.
Is that seaweed or a needle?
Yeah, we got it down here in Florida, too. We got polluted water down here. Water's just getting polluted.
It's just not the same.
You look in the Anacostia River, you say, that's weird. There are no cornfields around here.
But
the body.
The bulk is being the Manny, right? Because I'm taking care of these kids that aren't mine. I don't know how people do it.
Yeah, but you love it.
No, the first 2 days were cool.
Okay.
So,
is your sister taking advantage of you now?
No, she's going to do her. She's hanging out with my dad. Who knows what she's doing? God bless her.
She's a doctor too, right?
Yes, she is, Mike. But doctors take long vacations, I heard. So, yeah.
Summertime.
They send me on my way back to the Glow Golf, and I get there, and by this time, the guy really thinks I'm my niece and nephew's nanny, right?
And so also, you're like the best customer he's
got. We're friends. I'm buying $40 game cards. He doesn't have to tell me how much it's going to be. I know how much the Glow Golf is going to be.
Are the kids self-sufficient when you get them in the structure? Can they just go
Mike,
sit and you can sit and
I
hang?
I give them marching orders. They already know what it is. No dejen de que toquen tu cosita, which is don't let them touch your thingy. And then you go and do your thing, right?
Right.
That's all it is. So then the rules. No one touches you below your belt. And then go play, figure out what you're doing with your life.
Carrie has same rule with me.
Don't let him touch you below the belt.
No touching.
Do you just sit there? It's where do you hang out? Do you just sit on the side?
So now
and watch?
I hang out by the prize bin because that's where you can lean and the snacks
good.
Are, right?
That looks savory.
Yeah.
You hang out by the plastic spiders.
Yes.
That's cool.
And all now right. the Dr. Doolittle guy comes up and hangs out with me, right?
Oh, no.
He says, you know what kindergartners like? Chinese finger prisons. You get them for four tickets.
Oh, and I quote, he says, he goes, how long have you been a nanny for? That's where I came up with the Manny. I was like, this is what this guy thought I was for the last 4 days.
No.
I said, no, man, these are just my niece and nephew. They're in town from Florida. And he goes, oh, I thought you were a Manny. And I said, no, I have a job. I went to work, and now I'm doing this in the afternoon because I got a big heart. And I
have a master's in business.
Yeah.
So self-esteem at an all-time high.
He goes, you're just waiting out the summer to get back in the workforce? This kid is telling me this.
This is the 19-year-old
that's
grilling you on this.
This kid, right? Because he's going back to school.
Sure.
And I'm sitting there hanging out with these little kids.
Yeah, eyeing the Super Bowls.
And I said, look, man, I'm just doing this, and I got a bunch of work to do. It's complicated. And he says, you know, one day I'm going to own one of these. And I tell him.
There you go. Dude. Knock yourselves out. Hey, at least he's got a decent attitude,
Mike,
right?
He
at least
does,
he's got a good
and he
attitude.
May or may not, again, be on some sort of list. And I said, let me ask you something. I was like, I hated going to concerts after I worked at a rock station after 6 years, right?
Mm-hmm,
I said,
right.
I don't even, like, it's really tough to go to concerts just because you're just over that side and that type of entertainment. Do you hate kids? And he looks at
good
me.
Good question.
He looks at me. He says, why would I hate kids? And that's when I'm like.
Dear. He was offended. Oh. And now he's real scary.
Yeah. Right.
You're supposed to be bored. You're not normal. You're supposed to be bored and disinterested after all these years. That's why I asked that question. Not to be offensive. Not to be offensive, Chester the Molester. I just wanted to ask you a simple question.
What you want to see is a healthy disinterest and sort of an attitude against the establishment. And we used to play
on
that.
You see it when you go down to your favorite place in the whole wide world, Rob. How often do you see that when someone's sitting there at the base of the roller coaster? Is there any more boring
job? Keep your
job
hands
in the
and
world?
Feet inside the car at all times. Thank you and enjoy your ride.
Yeah.
But what we used to play on it, we used to, for a while, Robert and Julia were really into a place called Rebounders,
right.
Which was trampolines.
I went to one of those in Colombia.
So what we would do is we'd say, hey, Julia, go ask the guy in the referee shirt, go ask how much he makes an hour.
Oh my God.
That is so mean. That is so messed up.
It's great.
That is very, very
cool.
So
then he says, so I'm like, all right, I got to switch gears. It's getting creepy here, and I got to lean here for another hour. So he said,
I got to lean here.
Because they don't have, why would they have chairs?
That's right.
Why would they have chairs?
They don't want to give a place for you to sit down. They want you to play video games.
You know, at Chuck E. Cheese, I witnessed this, and these were not creep guys. These were like working guys that like worked for the county. And the pizza is so cheap there that they roll in, and they were sitting there having their lunch and having I think they serve beer.
They do.
At Chuck E. Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a beer and pizza.
No beer, no food, just
there.
A solid vending machine. And by solid, I've tried everything in it.
And like a warehousey kind of
place?
Oh,
it's a warehouse. So I quickly pivoted from the kid thing because it was just freaking me out. And he goes, yeah, but the moms are great. And that's when it got interesting.
There you go. Now he's talking your language.
Yeah, sure.
Fantastic. Have to agree.
I said,
you do go there. You have the milk factor when you go to those places.
What's the story with the moms, man? He goes, yeah, I know some of them are into me. And I
said, right. Well, sure, anytime you see someone in authority.
He goes, they'll come in here with makeup on and dressed up like they're going out, but they got their kids with them. And then they lean right where you're leaning. And I
said, wow.
So things went up. Okay. A, does he think I'm hitting on him?
Right.
Or B, like, is this guy like in such a haze of the sphere of influence that he surrounds of this one park that's dark all the time?
His little world.
Right.
That he really thinks he can sleep with these moms, right?
Yeah. You know, if it gets him through the day, God bless him.
You know what
right?
he said to Oscar? Absolutely. He went up and he leaned next to Oscar. He said, isn't this great?
But, hey, we gotta take it right. Yes.
Just quick, Keed, when you become a Manny, right?
Yeah.
The best thing is to say that you hit your kids, because that's all I did for the last hour after he thought I was hitting on. Oh. I said, see him? I was like, he can really take a punch. And his eyes started lighting up.
You're trying to drive him away?
Oh, my God. I swear I was waiting for a cop car outside the door when we walked out.
That's so great.
He can take a punch.
Like my grandma used to hit us. My mom used to hit us. Yeah, we hit them.
I got to go, sir. Thank you. Nice talking to you. That was fantastic. I'm going to go hit on a mommy over here. Oh, well, you're a good uncle. That's good that you did that. We will take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to The Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to The Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by White Noise 7. Guess what, folks? The best just got better.
Nice.
Say hello to the latest update.
Say hello to the latest update of White Noise.
White Noise is the extremely popular app that helps millions of people sleep better. I should embed one into my brain.
Yes.
This update is free. You can download it today from iTunes or Google Play. White Noise now has tons of new features and capabilities that allow you to do something really fun. Listen to what they're doing. You can share your audio experiences with the entire White Noise community. Imagine using your phone to record your favorite sounds, perfectly loop them, and then share them with the world so we can all sleep better. You come across something that says, man, when you listen to this, it will give you peace. It will make you sleep. I'm going to share this with the White Noise community. Be the first to put the unique sounds of your world on the White Noise map. After 8 years of development, this is the best White Noise ever. Download White Noise for free by TM Soft from iTunes or Google Play. Create an awesome recording and upload it to the White Noise market for the entire world to enjoy. And don't forget to give it a 5-star preview, or review rather, to show your support for TMOS, TM Soft, and our boy Tomo. Sleep
Yay,
better
Tomo.
With White
Tomo.
Noise. Got to give you another TV pick to click. Did I ever... I know I mentioned The Night Of with John Turturro.
Yes.
That's really, really incredible and just has tremendous tension, and you feel like you're in the system. And that, to me, is just an amazing accomplishment, and Turturro, I think, is going to get an Emmy nomination for it. There is another show with another older actress who is absolutely killing it, and the show, I think it's...
Ballers?
TNT. It's called... No, not Ballers. Oh. No, Ballers.
Mike and Molly?
Ballers. You like Ballers. Do you like Ballers?
I love Ballers.
Of course.
You basically it's a, like it's a douchebag. Entourage 2 is
yeah, it's
what
a douchebag
it is.
Show.
Yeah. It's a douchebag
know
show.
Know thy audience.
It's a thing. This is called Animal Kingdom. Has anybody seen Animal Kingdom with
You briefly
Ellen
mentioned
Hart?
It. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
you talked about
yes.
it earlier that there is a weird sexual tension.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's just on and on. You know, and I'm sorry that I didn't hype it earlier. I mentioned it briefly, but it's almost at season finale time. But I would urge you to go back watch it when you can.
The mom's sleeping with all the kids.
It's so, so powerful. It really is.
Bring and that up when you go to Glow Golf.
Yeah. Like, hey, man.
She is just incredible on it. She is really.
How old is she now? She's got to be 60, yeah?
60s, easily yeah. in her 60s. And she is, you know, the last thing we probably would have seen her in would be, is it Ocean's 13? Where
yeah.
she played
yeah.
the assistant to Al Pacino and
nice
had the love scene with Matt Damon that was hysterically funny.
Mm-hmm.
Ellen Barkin has found, you know, she's got that kind of boozy rap to her. She's always had that kind of, you want to go and think I'm going to bake something. And Ellen Barkin is the matriarch of all of these sons of hers, many from different fathers, who are a local kind of crime, organized crime family. That's what they do.
You know
they
what she's like?
Small-time
she's like
burglaries.
She's a sloppy, hot, boozy breath sort of callback to Angie Dickinson, who could play that role even when she was older because she was
Angie
still
Dickinson
hot.
Angie Dickinson could have played this role. Ellen Barkin plays it with such sincerity that you could see that she is this unscrupulous, nasty, manipulative lady that just sends her boys, her young stud boys, out on these missions, and they all come back to mama. And it's like the thing. I'll just give you one little snippet of it. Okay, they do a big crime job. I won't go into the details of that, but it's the singular heist. It's the singular heist of the season, the TV season. And the tradition, they have these family traditions, is that when they're off at this heist, she bakes a cake. She bakes a pie. Like she does the mommy thing, yeah. Right? She's always doing laundry.
So they're out doing felony, committing a felony, and she's baking a pie.
Are the sons half naked still?
Yeah, the sons are always banging chicks and
are
doing
toweling off.
But it is, here's the thing I like.
Towel off.
You know, man, I don't know why I like shows that make me feel a little bit uncomfortable, but it is disturbing. And, man, it makes you just uneasy.
Will Carla watch it as well?
You know? Carla watches that, and Carla is watching The Night Of. So I'm nice. 2 for 2, which is very, very rare.
You don't overlap a lot with her. That's good.
No, it's really good. So I ask a lot for shows that people recommend, and people recommend a lot of stuff for me. But this one is, for summertime when it's 118 outside, it's a good hunker down and watch it, DVR it, and check it out.
What's the deal with your sleep? You briefly mentioned that.
Yeah.
As you were coming back.
The Ambien, last night it was a pill and a half that I took at 5:30.
Wow.
5:30, I took the Ambien. I went in, no, 6 o'clock. Went into bed at 6:30, lay down, and nothing.
I think that's too early.
But
the pill should still kick in.
Not when
I went
going
in and I lay down.
It.
I told Carla I was out of it. I couldn't do the Mr. Dad thing. I was just completely out of it.
I can't be a dad. I'm going to bed.
Yesterday I said I'm just gassed. I just, between doing the job, taking care of the little guy, and recovering from this major surgery, I just was completely gassed. And so, at your suggestion, did the 1.5. The best night's sleep I've had is when I took 2 of them. That's the best.
And was that on a base of any alcohol at all?
No. The only booze that I had this week was Monday, and that's when I went out with the judge to the tiki bar.
Didn't you have some wine last weekend, though?
Last Saturday I did, yeah.
But that
you
didn't have
Saturday and Monday. I'm done with that. That's not going to be happening for the rest of the year recovery. I'm
really?
Not going to do it. I can't.
Remember
when
he came on, he's like, guys, I haven't drank in forever. I think I'm just going to stay
off. Well, yeah, but his grammar was better.
Yeah, but you know what? I will tell you this, that it's something that I look at that's slowing me down.
Oh, your recovery.
However, I will tell you, at the Tiki Bar, had a wonderful little drunky drunk game with the bartender, my favorite bartender over there, Jamie, who works there at the Tiki Bar, was sitting next to the judge. My wife was talking to the judge's wife, and I said, I'd had just enough to make me a little loose and say,
yeah.
Jamie. Let me ask you a question.
Hey, listen.
See, I got this change on the table. Maybe $20 if you can guess what this man does for a living. He's retired, and I'll give you $20 if you can get. And I'll give you 3 questions. And so she comes over, and
that's a pretty good game.
And you know, she's funny, but I mean, I think there was a chance. It wasn't a bet. I wasn't going to get anything if she wasn't able to guess it.
What does Jamie look like again?
Jamie is really she looks like she could be, she's a tattooed, like sleeves of tattooed, kind of an MMA fighter.
But could be a ring card girl.
Good looking lady. She likes Carla. She
dark
likes
hair,
me.
Light hair.
Dark hair, jet black hair.
Yeah. She looks like the lady from American Pickers that stays back at the store.
Oh, nice.
And she is lots of fun, and she's a good bartender, and she's our regular bartender.
How old?
She makes us laugh. 28, probably. Ooh. 28, 27, something like that.
Nice.
So she comes over, and all of a sudden I see the eyes narrow. And first question out of her mouth, she goes, do you wear a uniform for your work?
Great. She's really taking it seriously.
And I'm like, oh, God. And then she sees us struggling with this, right?
Struggling.
And I say, well, you know, that's difficult. I guess technically, yes. And so she goes, do you get a pension?
Oh.
He said, yes,
God,
yes, I do.
She's like playing like a pro.
The last question, have you ever worked in a courtroom?
Whoa.
Said yes. He said, are you a judge?
bam. And I said, wow, that's very, very, very talented.
Nice.
Very talented. And she said, because when we struggled with the question about wearing a uniform, she knew that it wasn't a cop or a firefighter. And
right.
Because we struggled with it, and
you
it was kind of
answered
a,
the but, same questions.
Yeah.
And, you could have said, we have a DJ uniform, so yes.
Yeah.
we have a DJ uniform.
I only go to court when my relationships
break up.
I think maybe she
so yes. Say, hey, come on, sit over here, judge. I don't know.
To be fair, was he wearing his big white powdered wig?
And the robe.
Yeah. And you say that's a clue right
the
there.
The gavel has to go
gavel
everywhere.
Is a clue
has to
as
go
well.
Everywhere.
Mm.
Yeah.
Two
ever
pills.
Since that Monday night of beer and the Saturday night of wine, I don't know, my sleep patterns are still
two pills, Mike. But you, I would say around 8, 9 p.m. 8
o'clock, two pills tonight.
Yes.
Two pills. And then I'll wake right, up
prepare
not knowing
best
where
of.
I am. Yes, thank you very much. We will take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's time to download the TMOS app. It's the easiest way to have access to all your favorite shows and characters on More Broadcasting, like Oscar Santana.
I guess we don't need no stinking budget. Oh, no.
Rob Spiewak.
No, God, Brian's name, Ruben. The show is a...
The man himself, Mike O'Mara.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Immediately, immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
How about Todd Moore?
Little bastard shot me in the ass.
Tony Perkins.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
And let's not forget Gary Stein.
It is my privilege to extend to you a laurel. And hearty handshake.
So why haven't you downloaded the TMOS app yet? You do it for Randolph Scott.
Randolph Scott. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. To quote the great Billy Idol, in the midnight hour, she cried more, more, more. More is better, right?
Yes.
Right? So how'd you like more laughter in your life?
Hmm?
All you need is more TMOS, and it's just a click away. Each week, we record a sixth episode of the show, uncensored, commercial-free, and it can be yours. If you subscribe to the 2016 TMOS bonus package, you'll get full access to all of the 2016 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings. It's all waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. When you subscribe, you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So why wait, Emma? Whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get it done. The TMOS bonus package order right now because you deserve a little more.
News.
News.
Boo. A sexually heavy news you may not need today,
ooh,
ladies
nice.
And gentlemen. Just like to give the families fair warning. Here are 5 sex dreams and what they supposedly mean to lead off news you may not need
okay.
today. Number 1, a dream where you get it on with an ex. That either means that you have unresolved issues with them or you miss the level of intimacy you had because you don't have it in your current relationship. Causing
no.
Number 2, getting it on with a celebrity. It could be a sign you're not satisfied with the person you're with, but odds are it's just your subconscious living out a fantasy, so you probably don't have to worry about it. I would say the latter. I would say that's probably what that is.
That explains the dream with Alan Alda.
And I have the one with Ellen Barkin. Number 3, getting it on with a stranger. It might be a sign that you're not satisfied with your sex life, or the stranger might just represent a change or opportunity in your life that's stressing you out.
Wow.
Everybody's pausing and thinking.
Yeah.
Number 4, dreaming of your partner cheating. It could mean you're nervous that they're cheating in real life, or you just feel like they're not giving you enough attention.
So, okay, that makes valid sense.
Keep those.
And number 5, getting it on with your boss.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Rob. Unless they're drop-dead sexy, it probably just means you want more power and control in your life, and the reason it's them in the dream is that they have those qualities. So there you are for
that new
little
sexy.
Let me see that scar. Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Ozzy Osbourne just did what all rich, famous guys who get caught sleeping around do. He played the sex addict card, and to make the illusion complete, he's getting intense therapy for it.
Right.
He said, quote, over the last 6 years, I've been dealing with a sex addiction. I'm mortified at what my behavior has done to my family. I thank God that my incredible wife is at my side to support me. Now, you know, that's quite a quote. When you read Ozzy quotes, they probably don't sound like that, but it looks good on paper.
Sure.
At least one person doesn't believe him. Michelle Pugh, the hairdresser he got caught messing around with, she says that What they had was more like an old-fashioned romance and a very real relationship. She says he even asked her not to see other people, but he responded by saying that she took their relationship out of context.
Out of context.
He said that he was seeing other women. Michelle is actually suing Ozzy's daughter, Kelly, for publicly shaming her after news of the affair broke. She sounds like a real winner, this Michelle Pugh.
Yeah.
That's suing the daughter for just calling
I saw
out,
someone on Facebook write yesterday, that whether it's Jesse James or Tiger Woods or Ozzy Osbourne, sex addiction, all it really means is amazing opportunities.
Amazing opportunities again and again and again. A lot has been made of the size of Donald Trump's hands, which led to that infamous back and forth between Trump and Marco Rubio. Well, now we know the exact size of Trump's right hand. It's just over 7.25 inches long, and that's just slightly less than the average male hand size of 7.44 inches, measured from the tip of the middle finger to the wrist. Madame Tussauds has a bronze impression of Trump's right hand from when they took his measurements for a wax figure back in 1997. That impression is still on a plaque in their New York museum, and they gave you the opportunity to print out the hand right here. So there.
Oh, look at there. All right, how do you measure up?
That is so funny.
Let me put it on there the right way.
We can name that picture.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Mr. Hand.
So there make I a turkey am on top of that hand.
Oh,
I am a
nice.
Little larger.
Larger.
A little larger, yeah. Normal
I'm
size.
I'm a little larger. Mm. I'm probably
smell
about average.
Cabbage.
I'm not sure how the rest of us would hold up, but that's
it. Pony requested, Mike, I don't think you heard. Could you draw a turkey onto that?
Yeah.
Maybe
glue some feathers.
Goodbye, turkey. My attorney will be in touch. Now, gentlemen, I have two stories left, and they have fallen on the
two
floor,
stories.
So if you will give me one second.
Sure, are you using your cane to get them?
I am using my cane to fetch them as we speak.
Do you have a piece of tape you could put on the end of your cane and make it sort of a grabber?
That's pretty clever.
I am so skilled with my cane that I did that. So
he's
anyway,
raising cane.
Actually, three
John
stories
the
left.
Cane.
Let's move on.
Citizen cane.
This is a major breaking news story. Major breaking news story.
Listen
Jessica
up.
Simpson is not reducing her breasts.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Her back.
She told Women's Health magazine, quote, I thought I was going to get a breast reduction, but after having kids, I look at myself and I'm like, you know what? My boobs are actually really big, but I like how they are. They're an asset, and my husband loves them still. My boobs just have their own life. They have a way of making themselves present. Way to go, Jessica. Thanks for sharing that.
Is there anything you can print out where you can compare your breast size to her breast size?
I'll do it tomorrow, Rob. I'll bring it right in.
That'd be really great.
You.
Get more paper.
get more paper. Thank you. That's two for two today, Pony. That's 2 days in a row. The Nickel Bar in West Los Angeles came up with a unique way to label its restrooms. This could be very controversial.
Sure.
I know we have a base of listeners that will be interested to hear this. I am not making any judgment call here other than sharing the story with you. That's a qualifier. You guys know what's coming.
Understood.
The women's room door has a full-length picture of Caitlyn Jenner on it, while the men's room door has Bruce Jenner on it in all his Olympic glory.
Okay.
The picture is actually from his old Wheaties box. Check him out here. They show a picture of him, and it shows the full-length picture of Caitlyn.
Yeah.
And so the question is, funny or offensive? I don't really know. I think, you know what? Old news is what I think.
Yeah, I think that's mm-hmm. clear. And also, I don't like when they use foreign words for the bathrooms if you go to, say, a Mexican restaurant. I didn't study Spanish, so please give me something I can understand.
Well, it's hard to see hombre.
Well, I don't know. It could just be embarrassing.
I don't want to walk lassies. Into the you don't like lads, lassies?
I don't like lads or lassies or turtles and tortoises. I don't know what the difference is.
And now a little something, something. I'm not sure anyone left this funeral saying it was lovely and respectful, but it was damn sure memorable. A 71-year-old woman from Pittsburgh died last week, and her funeral was Friday night. One of the relatives there was 62 years old. She was a woman named Suzanne Troy, who had been estranged from the family and especially the woman who died. 49-year-old Tracy Schweitzer is the woman's niece, and she's a police officer. She stepped up and asked Suzanne to leave out of respect. Apparently, this was quite a show.
Mm-hmm.
But Suzanne responded by lifting up her skirt in front of the casket to moon Tracy, and she told her, quote, kiss my ass.
Wow.
Then she threatened to go get a gun, come back, and shoot Tracy in the head. They went outside, and they started brawling. They started a brawling.
Yeah,
Brannigan. They both landed some pretty good shots before the cops got there and broke it up. Tracy was arrested for simple assault, and Suzanne was arrested for assault and making a terrorist threat. Just so you know, mooning is completely acceptable at an Irish funeral, but only at the reception after the burial. When we all show our asses to each other,
especially
if it's a really good spread, you know. All right, hey, those were good finger sandwiches. Look at my ass. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, for all you beachgoers, we want to make sure you listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're heading down the ocean, hun, you can listen to us Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Hey, we love you when you support the show with Amazon. Shop Amazon. They've got everything you need. And remember to shop through our portal. Anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get just a teeny tiny little percentage.
Taste.
Really does help the show. Doesn't cost you any extra. And it is the best and easiest way for you to support this show. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Shop, shop, shop. And let me know what you're getting at Amazon. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Or you can click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It is that simple. And with all the time you saved, hit the pool and enjoy yourself. Cannonball. I'm tired of that
Woo!
Joke. But that's all right. We'll do a new one for you.
You don't like it?
No, I mean, it's, you know, right?
Well, you know.
Jackknife.
There you go. I like that. Psh,
yeah. Belly flop. Thank you, belly flop. Let's see what's happening in the Audio Vault.
What's happening in the Audio Vault, Mike, is stupid people. Stupid people. This guy just got himself a brand new phone. He lives in Phoenix, Arizona, and there's a tremendous thunderstorm going on.
100-year flood.
This clip is actually on our Facebook page if you want to see the visual.
Pretty astonishing, like, along the whole eastern seaboard and the middle part of the country and everywhere. I mean, this is unusual for
you. You know, in Ellicott City, you're still not allowed to walk down Main Street because buildings are about to fall over from that flood.
Absolutely devastated. And then, you know, this is on the heels of West Virginia,
yes,
or Greenbrier and all that. I mean, it's strange. I haven't seen it like this. But go ahead. I digress.
So what do you do when you get a brand new phone? You take a selfie video of yourself pretending to be a weathercaster. And he's out in the middle of a thunderstorm and a lightning bolt hits next to him.
Oh,
because you're standing in a thunderstorm.
Don't mess around. We know that down here in South Florida.
So here's this dummy. Check this out on our Facebook page.
Guys, we're live. Phoenix, Arizona. It's raining really, really hard. And I'm having fun. My phone is great. I just got a new phone. Thank you. Whoa. Now the wind is going real. Whoa.
Oh, man. Did he get hurt?
Wow.
No, he did not.
That thing hit like right next to me. Woo. That was fun. That made me drop my phone. Wow. That thing was big.
It gets back to my feeling about viral videos where how many videos have been so. What if you just had the camera there and somebody got a great shot of the lightning bolt coming down? How many videos are ruined by just manic gum flapping from narcissistic people?
They want to be a part of the moment. They want to insert themselves into it, like, even if they don't belong.
You'll see a home video produce an absolutely stellar video of a tornado, and it's incredible, and you just want to get the majesty of it. And you see somebody, you know, in the background,
oh, my God. Oh, la, la, la.
What I like are the people that aren't even reacting, but they're trying to do almost like a play-by-play, and there's you hear in the background, you know, the wind. And
that's wind.
And then you hear,
windy.
You think it's going to get that car?
But Walmart's going to be gone.
Do you think it's going to get that car?
Exactly.
All right, Mike. Ozzy is not only addicted to sex, but Ozzy is also, I had this in my TiVo and I looked at it and I made about 10 minutes of it. The new show where Ozzy and Jack Osborne go touring and adventure.
Yeah, I've seen the show.
And it's really so manufactured and bad, but I wanted to share this moment with you guys. The urban legend is that Ozzy was arrested for peeing on the wall of the Alamo in Texas, right? When Black Sabbath was on tour, mm-hmm. he took a leak in an unfortunate place and he was arrested. Right. Well, they returned to the Alamo and it's revealed he was not arrested for peeing on the Alamo.
Oh, wow.
They built an entire episode, and this, Mike, this is the climax of the episode.
Believe it or not, it was for public intoxication. One of the most important parts about history is setting the record straight.
Yes.
We're happy to welcome you back, and you guys are always welcome here in San Antonio.
Thank you very much.
Help with some of this.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
So what'd you think about your arrest and that it was public intoxication and not public urination?
Oh, yeah, I was totally broke into my happy dance.
He broke into his happy dance.
That show was green-lighted. I thought, honestly, I sat there, I was like, this has got to get better.
It never gets better.
It never gets better.
There's another episode where Ozzy tries to drive a tank and can't, but they stretch into 10 minutes of Ozzy sitting in a tank, sitting still.
That's it. That was kind of funny.
Horrible.
That is the Uber whore family, is it not?
Oh, they do anything.
Whore themselves out all ways. That sucks.
Alert to the Licorice Hat Club. Brad Paisley, one of the key licorice hat wearing country music singers, has not announced yet, but people feel he is going to be the new spokesman for Nationwide because he posted this video, and I like it because it's one of my favorite jingles ever.
Nationwide is on.
It's a big step from Peyton, Mike.
Oh, I like that.
See, that's better than Peyton Manning. That's a step in the right direction.
Has anybody seen the Peyton Manning commercial where he's in the line at the grocery store?
I put all of my televisions up on eBay as soon as I saw it.
Sunday morning, and the big joke is, I got a coupon for that. Yes, we know you're so rich that you would never have a coupon, Peyton.
Well, it's
still hate Peyton Manning.
Get me a Budweiser.
I hate Peyton Manning commercials.
You must really love it because it also has Lionel Richie in it.
Yeah, Lionel Richie singing at the beginning. Just like, oh, fantastic. I can die now. I've watched this commercial. Really, I mean, the Peyton Manning commercials, you know, I don't like commercials that are out of touch with reality, which is like, hey, I got a coupon for that. Oh, that's right. Peyton Manning with $750 zillion. You'd have a coupon. That's great. We're all so poor.
Meanwhile, Mr. and Mrs. Middle America say, see, he's regular like us.
Yes, sir.
Is that tornado going to hit that car?
You know, my guy, Billy Fusillo, who's down
huge.
Here.
Huge.
The huge guy comes out now, and I don't know what the dynamic is. I have no idea whether it's trade or he is simply trying to help people. I really don't. But he will now take his TV commercials, and sometimes you will get a 60-second commercial where he talks about an Italian restaurant next to his dealership.
Really?
We went down to Alberto's the other night. I swear to God, I felt like I was in New York. This was great. You want to get a great Italian meal, you go down to a buzzer. And don't forget Facility. It's huge.
You don't think he owns a piece of it?
No, it's next to his dealership.
Yeah.
Probably like the guys that are going to get a free meal. Yeah, it's fantastic.
All right, the Olympic opening ceremonies are tomorrow night on
NBC.
But these games have already started.
Soccer game.
And
yes.
Hope Solo is already hated in an international way.
Yeah, because she got all wigged out about Zika and put the picture up of how she's going to cover herself up. Hey, she's there, okay?
Oh, I know.
She showed up. I'm like, okay, back off. She showed up. I don't know why they're on her.
Well,
like
yesterday, the U.S. team beat New Zealand, but listen to the crowd boo every time she touches the ball, and at one point they just all in unison scream Zika. It's an amazing amount of coordination by the crowd. Genuine boo just because she's got the ball.
Right.
I mean, without the picture scoreboard, I don't know how they coordinated that.
I'm on Hope Solo's side.
All I know is her Uncle Red is turning over in his grave.
Red Solo? Oh!
Yeah. Sorry. I didn't finish the joke. I didn't think I needed to. Red Solo, you fill me up. Let's have a party. Sorry. It worked. I'm glad it worked without having to put cup in there. I was originally going to make the joke. You know, she actually has a memento from her uncle, Red, who was also a soccer player, and she keeps his athletic supporter on her wall. Red Solo's cup.
Both would have worked.
Both great.
Thank you.
All right, let's close with something musical. I like this guy. His name is Anthony Vincent. You know him on YouTube from doing 10-second songs.
Yeah.
And what he did is he took the original Pokemon theme song and did it in the styles of some of the 90s biggest stars. So what you're going to hear here is the Pokemon theme song as done by the Smashing Pumpkins, Smash Mouth, Destiny's Child, Blink-182, Mace, and my favorite, he ends it as Cher. This is the Pokemon theme, a la 1990s.
That is good.
He's really good.
Very talented guy.
Next is my favorite, Cher. That is your That's magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air or online at MikeO'MaraShow.com to mail us anything that doesn't go or go. It's the body, just like we have in the outer office. Send it to TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show is all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS, and please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.